morning, everybody.
Is this on?
Hello. Hello, good morning. Hope everyone is doing well today. Hope you're all surviving the haze. Although it has been kind of beautiful, the sunsets and the moon was gorgeous last night, so there's kind of beauty in unexpected places when we've got all that smoke in the air, even though it maybe isn't good for our lungs. So welcome to Zion Mennonite Church, and a special welcome to those who are visiting. If you are visiting or here for the first time, if you would like to fill out one of the welcome cards in front of the pews, those can go in the offering basket if you want to get more information. And I'm really excited to hear from Alta and Micah today about their experience with GAP, which is Global Anabaptist Peace Builders Institute. I had to write that down to make sure I got all the words right. They were there at Fresno Pacific University this summer. And it's an important part of the life of the congregation to send people out to learn and come back and share. And I know the experiences I've had where I've been able to go and learn and come back have been really important to me, so I'm excited to hear what they have to say. At this time, anyone that has announcements can please come forward to do that. If there are any.
Good morning. I have a guest discernment committee announcement. We are coming up on elder nominations. This is a very important time of the year that happens. And in the back, you may have received in your box or you may have received an email. There is a form in the back of the foyer, if you need a printed copy, that has all of the active members in our church. And over the next 3 weeks, we would like you to very prayerfully consider and make nominations for elder for the coming terms. There's a couple of important things to consider. This was in the email, but I'll just reiterate. The Constitution suggests that there is a maximum of 6 total members and that there be at least a minimum of 2 men and 2 women. The form will have a two-sided page that's stapled to it that has the active members list. We ask that you not just check a name, but if you have a name that you are nominating or suggesting, that you use the box on the form we've made to give some reasons why it helps the church council and the elders and the gifts of sermon committee as we make decisions about those people. The other important item is that Karen Krupp is not eligible per our Constitution because she has served 2 consecutive terms. So just take that into consideration as you're making your nominations. Also, there is a ballot coming up for the October meeting that will have a fair number of additional positions that need to be filled, so be aware that you may be hearing from us.
So the Mennonite Women Leadership have been working on the Mennonite Women Handbook. Some of you have been getting calls. Hopefully everybody that did a good job last year will just agree to do the same job this year. It's really helpful to just call someone and have them say, yes, I'd love to do that again.
Amen.
Amen. The one need I found already, we need some dishwashers. Now, this is a very easy job. It's washing dishes. You don't have to come to any meetings. You don't have to be in charge of anything. It's just 3 or 4 times a year after a potluck or another event here at the church, usually on Sunday afternoons, you would just be available to run the dishwasher for maybe an hour, maybe 45 minutes. So that's a need that we have right now. We have a few more things we're still working on, but if any of you would be willing to be on the dishwasher committee, please let me know. It'll save me a few phone calls, and otherwise I'll call you. Thank you.
Is there a move on for potluck every month? You know, your coins count. We're off to a good start. And starting with next Sunday, we are going to collect coins every Sunday until Fall Festival. So come prepared. look around for those coins, and even if they're from a foreign country, you may bring them and get rid of your coins if you've been to Mexico, South America, Europe, anywhere else. Yeah, we even have a penny from Canada, so, you know, they're not using them up there anymore, so they're probably worth a lot of money as a souvenir.
I forgot earlier to mention that there is a box where you will usually put the nominations you have. It's in use for another important function this week, so it's not in the back of the church, but next week, Doug, it will be in the back of the church. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent.
All right, so we're going to move to the call to worship. So the congregation will read the blue, and I will read the black, and then we will all read the all. So. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas.
O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
The prayer in which I will lead us is actually a prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed in words of the Scripture for his friends at the church in Colossae. I find it sometimes a fruitful thing to turn these words into prayer, especially if they come from a prayer. So this, I believe, would be the Father's desire and the prayer of Jesus our Lord for us, even here. Please pray it with me. In this moment, when we look to you, we would join you, Lord Jesus, as you pray to the Father through the Spirit for us, each one of us, but also for us as a congregation, that we might be filled with the knowledge of your will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, that we might thereby live lives worthy of you, pleasing you, Lord, in every way, bearing eternal fruit in every good work, by growing in the intimate, personal, relational knowledge of you, as we are strengthened with all power for this according to your glorious might, for as many days in this world as you give us, with patience and endurance for the long haul, with joy and gratitude to the Father, rather than fear or resentment. For you and your work have qualified us to share in the inheritance in the kingdom of light of all your holy people gathered today in worship all around the world. May we in this time of worship today, as well as in our work and our words through the week, give you the honor, thanks, and praise, especially for having rescued us from the dominion of darkness and for having brought us into the kingdom of the beloved Son. Because in you, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In your name, then, for your honor and for your will, we pray. Amen.
Good morning. This morning we're going to be thinking, hearing, and singing about caring for creation. There's a song that we know quite well, it's number 96
in the hymnal that speaks about creation and our participation in it. And it sort of struck me as I was looking for music for this morning, how this hymn we traditionally think about as a farmer's song, but it also speaks to our spiritual action in the world. It's just the same. There are so many things in nature that parallel and illustrate the spiritual life, and this is one of them. There are phrase after phrase in this hymn that remind me of what we really are doing in our spiritual life in the world. Let's sing number 96, "We Plow the Fields and Scatter."
We plow the fields and scatter the good seed for the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. God sends the sowing winter and warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine and salt refreshing rain.
Up the green book and sing number 49, "Rain Down." I'm going to change the order of the songs this morning. This song, I think, is fairly well known. We've sung it different times. I would like to ask you to sing it in a little bit different way this morning. We sing the chorus all together. When we come to the part where it's the verse, I'd like to ask the ladies who sing alto to sing the melody and everybody else to sing ooh and ah. Okay? What happens is that this starts out very softly. You can almost hear it, and it just keeps building up. And by the time we get to the end of the chorus, where it says, "Full of God's love is the earth," everybody sings. Okay?
Rain down your love on your people. Rain down.
When long before time. When I started to look about songs that talk about creation and the way we participate in it, I discovered that that's a really thin section in the hymnal. Not very many songs. But in this thinner book, there's a bigger section of them. Cheyenne hymn. If you read the bottom, I always start at the bottom when I read with the small print. It turns out this is a text which was given by Cheyenne Chief Lawrence Hart. And I see that the word given there is surrounded by quotation marks. So I'm not certain if that means it was given in a dream, it was given as an inspiration, or if it was part of his legate when he died, and he passed it on to Maud Fighting Bear. But I assume that the reason that word given is selected out is because it was given in a very special way, not simply it was a piece of paper that was handed. And that's what I feel with this song. It's because that's the way I experience creation. It's what he talks about. Creation is a song that we can see. I'll sing the chorus once, and then we'll all sing the chorus together. Creation is a song that we can see. A sacred gift from God, let's join the harmony. Creation is a song that we can see. A sacred gift from God, let's join the harmony. The rolling of the ocean, the bubbling of a spring, a nighttime filled with jewels, a flock of beating wings. Creation is a song that we can sing. A sacred sing from God, let's join the harmony. Dancing prairie meadow, fruit swaying on the vine, boiling storm clouds rising, lightning cross the sky. Creation is a song that we can sing. A sacred gift from God, let's join the harmony. Majestic sleeping mountains, forest green and deep, every living creature in our care to keep. Creation is a song that we can see. A sacred gift from God, let's join the harmony. Every glowing sunset, every outstretched leaf is witness to the glory of the one who sits as chief. Creation is a song that we can see. A sacred gift from God, let's join the harmony.
Will the ushers please come forward for the offering? Let's pray. O God, our offerings proclaim that work and worship are one, that life is undivided. Use these gifts for your church's ministries of reconciliation, service, and mercy. Amen.
Okay, children, if you're out there, would you please come forward for the children's story? Good morning. Hey, it's good to see so many of you here. We've missed our children in the last couple of Sundays. I think families are finishing some vacationing and doing things outdoors before school starts. Yes? Yeah? It's good to see you here. I want to know who's going to school for the first time this year. Anybody? One? Only one? Two? Lucy and Josiah, are you ready? Are you excited about going to school? No. What about the rest of you? Are you ready to go to school? Are you excited? Well, this morning, some of our young adults that you're going to hear share chose to go to school. They decided they wanted to do some more learning about being a peacemaker. And it was their decision to say, I want to go to Fresno, California and spend a week learning more about peacemaking. So, first, I'm going to show you a couple pictures. And I want you to tell me the name of this bird. A dove? How do you know this bird is a dove? Just by the looks of it? You know what a real dove looks like? Yes.
And it's holding the
pink. Yeah, what is it holding? Do you know what that is? It's holding an olive branch. If we can remember the story in the Bible of Noah and the ark, that a dove with an olive branch came back to Noah on the ark as a sign that there was land, that the water had receded and there was land. So I want you to think about sometimes we use animals or things to stand for something. So I'm going to show you one more. Does this look similar? Does this look familiar to you? Like the same other picture? Anyway, when we use animals or things to represent a symbol, that helps, that symbol is a reminder of us about something. What do you think this could be a reminder of? Anybody? What would a dove with an olive branch remind us of? It's really been a reminder of peace. Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." So tell me, what do you think a peacemaker is? If I said, "What is a peacemaker?" What would be your definition? Anybody? Nobody? Caleb? Nothing. You got nothing. Well, peace has to do with a sense of well-being, that all are taken care of. We all have well-being in all aspects of our lives. It's sometimes described as a feeling of harmony and tranquility. So I want to show you another symbol. Do you see something similar in this that we just talked about?
It's blue.
It's blue, yes. What's there? What do you see in that symbol? Part of the dove. What else? Part of the cross, yes. And this is from Global Anabaptist Peacemaking Institute, which Micah has one of these t-shirts on today. If you turn around, you'll see Micah's t-shirt. He's going to be sharing with us. So, how are you going to be a peacemaker this year? A peacemaking is a sense of well-being. How are you going to find ways to be a peacemaker in the classroom, at school? Maybe reaching out to someone that's brand new. That you don't know? What about at home? What can you do at home to be a peacemaker? Maybe be willing to do your chores without complaining. Maybe being willing to share with your brothers and sisters. Well, Alta and Micah are going to be sharing in a little bit. And the organization that they were a part of is called MCC. And MCC is a part of our church denomination. And what I like about the statement that MCC has in what their role is to support peace both in North America and around the world, seeking to be a witness against forces that contribute to poverty, injustice, and violence. So today we're going to get to hear some of the learning that happened with some of our young adults about being a peacemaker. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for sending your only son, Jesus, who lived a life of peace. Help us to remember to be more like him. Amen. Thank you. You can go back.
Please turn to number 620 in your hymnal, and I would invite Ashley and Ellie Rose. We have a new child to welcome to Zion today. Oh, Ellie's sleeping. We have a comforter to bless you with for her. Keep her warm, to remember that you are in our prayers and the warmth of our congregation goes with you as you raise your daughter.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And we will sing number 620. Child of blessing, child of promise, lost creation, love indeed, fresh from God, refresh our spirits into joy and laughter lead. Child of joy, our dearest treasure, not too far from what you've made, back to God we humbly give you, blessing you in Jesus' name. Child of God, your loving parent, let her know whose child you are, grow to laugh and sing and worship, trust and love God more than all.
Our scripture today is from 1 Peter 3, verses 8 through 14. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. I'd like to invite Micah and Alta to come up at this time. What is GAP? And GAP is the Global Anabaptist Peace Builders Institute, which was held in Fresno, California at Fresno Pacific University. And there was about 20 people there, and they were from all over. They were not all from the United States.
We actually had a couple people. Okay. I could use the laser. So we had two people who were students there already from the Congo, and we had a couple from Paraguay, and we had another. We had a guy from Vietnam, and yeah, it was pretty. One from Sierra Leone as well. So it was pretty. It wasn't just people from all over America. There were people who had come in as well. So, yeah. All right. So what GAP is it's week-long experience for people ages 18 to 26. And what we do is they have different classes you can pick. And this year, the two classes were restorative justice and food systems and caring for creation. And what Alta and I did was the food systems and caring for creation class. And what that was since the overall theme of the week was shalom, which is peace with not only just people, but shalom with the earth, and shalom with basically everything, and also reconciliation as well. So the first day, the first day we did stuff was we had these two guys speak. That guy, his name is Paul, and he's Armenian. Since this year is the 100th anniversary of the Armenian genocide committed during World War I by the Turks, and he actually was made a documentary about his roommate during college, who was actually Turkish, and how he went over to Turkey and reconciled with the Turkish Christians over there, and it's pretty powerful stuff. There is news about Turkish Christian churches in California apologizing for the Armenian genocide. And the guy sitting next to him, he's Charles, he's from Bangladesh. And so he had his people, since his people had been also been hassled, invaded, treated very poorly by Pakistani people, and he found some common ground and for trying to reconcile with those as well. And we also went to the county fair grounds, and where it used to be during World War II, it used to be a Japanese internment camp. And these two people, this guy on the left, Saburo, his family was taken to an internment camp, and he explained to us how unfair and unjust it was, and how it was really hard to forgive the people that he had trusted before the war, and how now, I mean, he's pretty old, so even as he was speaking, I could tell there's still some of that anger left, but it takes some time. So on the second day, these were done as a group. Everybody did it. The entire group did it. So what we did now for our classes, we went to this is worship. It was we had chapel every morning, and we had a worship and a message, and the person who led it, Tim Gettert, he's a Bible professor there, and he is really good. I don't know how else to explain it, but the way he used different passages from the Bible, like from Romans and from Philippians, different places, how he tied into the overall message of the week, is very inspiring. But on the first day, that's our food systems and caring for creation class. Actually, one of the guys who taught it was here. In June, Galen. He lives in Eugene. He's a very interesting guy. He's been all over the world. If you get into a conversation with him about geopolitics, he will go on for hours. he's a very knowledgeable guy. So the first day, we went to an organic farm in Fresno. It's called California Organic, I think. California Fresh, yes. And that guy right there, the beard, is Tom Willey, and he explained to us he basically took us around the farm and explained to us what all how different an organic farm is from just a regular commercial farm, what kind of farming methods he had to use, and how hard it is economically to be an organic farmer, because it takes a lot more time, and you have to find a lot of different methods and loopholes, I would guess.
No, but the cool thing about Tom Willey's farm was that he doesn't just grow one crop. He grows a bunch of different crops, which is, a lot of farmers don't do that because it's not very profitable to have just a little bit of each crop. And he doesn't use any pesticides or anything. He uses like other plants to keep his like crop the way they want them. And it was just really different and interesting to see, because a lot of farmers don't farm like that.
Like he would plant sunflowers right behind a crop, so he said it would attract some sort of like bug to like kill the other bugs that would destroy his crops, and he had like way out like past where he was planting crops, he had this like it's like this like rack thing that he like grew fruit and stuff specifically to attract like yellow jackets and whatnot, like chase away the harmful bugs, and that was it was really interesting to see how that worked, because I know I've never heard of that being done before, and that was, that's very, very good. And after that, we went into Fresno, and we see right there is that guy. He runs the farmers co-op in Fresno. It's called Out of Our Own Backyard. And what they do is, it's like, if you have ever signed up for some sort of like community co-op service where they, like, you pick your vegetables and they deliver it to you on like a weekly basis. That is exactly what they do. It's pretty cool. They had some really good nectarines. So we learned about how, because Fresno, even though it's in the Central Valley, which is one of the largest food producing parts of the country, it's huge. It's massive. It's a large commercial crop area, but Fresno itself is what's called a food desert, where there's a lot of food going out, being shipped to different places in the country, but there's not a whole lot of farms that sustain the community as far as fresh groceries, I know there's a couple of people who live in Fresno, part of our group, who say that they're like, where they live, they have to drive a while before they get to any sort of like grocery store that actually has good produce, and that's a problem, and that's one of the things this is actually trying to fix. It's in a fairly small building. It's kind of a small operation, but it is the way he explained is it's kind of growing, so it's really helpful to that part of the community, seeing as how, like, when we drove through it, there is no grocery stores at all, and that is it's a very helpful way to help people get the fruits and vegetables that they need. Oh yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna skip to our last day, because the second and third days were basically we spent in the classroom learning about different types of farming, and we watched some videos. We sat through some PowerPoints. There was a lot of discussion going on between the class and Galen and Tim. And yeah. So this guy is Paul Buxman. You may recognize that last name, because he is Bob Buxman's cousin or brother. Yes.
Cousin.
And he is he owns his own peach farm or fruit farm, where he and his wife make preserves, and he's a there's nothing else to say about him, but he's a true Renaissance man. He paints, he plays the violin, and he's a really good farmer. He explained to us how fair he is to his workers. Not only that, but about making life decisions. And he's a really inspiring character. His preserves are really good. So you can like If you want some, he sells them. You can buy some from him. You can call him up, and he will ship them to you, and they are really good. that was our last day after we had gone to other places. We had gone to a lake that was at San Joaquin Lake, where it was
river.
Yes. Where usually, because of the drought in California, it had previously had been, since it's one of the main rivers that feeds into, that goes through the valley. It's also very important to farmers as far as crops. So with the drought, from what I heard, it used to be really big and really deep, but now it's it came up to my knees. It's pretty sad. So these things happen. We went to the very first day. I want to get all the stuff we learned out of the way. We went to Yosemite National Park, and it's beautiful. It's a really beautiful park. There's a picture of the waterfall that you can hike up to. It's incredible. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at describing things, but you have to see with your own eyes, because you're hiking up, and there's this place where there's like a cliff right to the side of you. But you're also getting the mist from the waterfall, and it's sunny, and the light is hitting the mist just right, so it kind of creates this rainbow effect, and you kind of see a rainbow down where the waterfall is hitting the river, and it's just beautiful, and it's. There's a second waterfall, but I didn't hike up to that because it was.
Such a hard hike.
It was uphill all the way. It was all the way.
It was only an 8-mile hike or something, and I only did the first mile. It was that hard. I had to stop.
You can either stop at the bridge or at the first waterfall. I went up to the first waterfall. Yeah. And we also went to one of the local churches. I think it's called Hope Mennonite Church in Fresno, and I actually happened to be the service actually happened to be after they had some of the people from the church had gone to a conference, and so they were talking about that, and it was interesting stuff. And they also had since they're a joint church with the Vietnamese Mennonite church in the area, they had these women here do a Vietnamese song and they're in traditional clothing, and it's pretty cool, actually.
And we had a potluck after.
Yes, we had a potluck. So it was very Mennonite. And then during the middle of the week, we, as part of our food and creation class, we actually went out, and since there is a grocery store right across from campus, which is really convenient, we went there and we bought our own ingredients, and instead of having a lunch already prepared for us by the staff there, we actually came up with our own dishes and we made our own lunch, and it was pretty cool because, you know, we had Galen and this other guy made like quesadillas, and then some other people made ceviche, which is really good, and Alta and this other guy made what was it?
Made soup.
Yeah, they made soup. And there's strawberry shortcake, and it's a very bonding experience as far as like experiences go. Because I've never had to make lunch for somebody else. So we had to squeeze a lot of limes for the ceviche. Let me tell you. But that was what all happened. It was a really great experience. I would 10 out of 10, both thumbs up, 5 stars, whatnot. I would definitely go again. It's definitely a great experience. You definitely gain a lot of perspective on what's going around. If you kind of live where you are, like your whole, for a long time, and you don't really, explore other areas where things and circumstances might be different, it really limits your worldview. And, it's to do this and to have the people that we had there and to learn what we learned, it was definitely a life-changing experience. Thank you.
I second that.
Please, would you help me, please? Different book. Same hymn, different book. When I was looking for a response hymn, I really love this text, but I discovered that I can't sing it.
459.
So Louise found the same hymn in the old book with a hymn that's easier to sing. So it's 459 in the red book. Can you play it once through for us, Karen, and then we'll sing it.
This is our prayer and share time where we invite you to respond to our worship service, or are there things that you would like for us to hold up in prayer or celebrate with you? I do want to say just a little pitch for GAP that you have to be 18 to 26 years old. Next year, if you are interested in going or attending, please come talk to me. And as that date approaches, which is in June, we will promote it a little bit more. But it can be a life-changing experience. So thank you to Micah and Alta for sharing today. Anyone else like to share? Any report from yesterday? Bridging Cultures report? That was a big event.
Yeah, I'll just report. You always talk about creation, and one of the fun things is to ride on a bus, and I was the only weird gringo there besides the bus drivers on that bus, and just to watch the kids, you know, you get out there, and like we did when we were kids, went out to the beach, we first one that could see the beach, you know, won the prize. And we were riding along, and once I said, "Here's the beach," and all the kids would poke their heads up and look, and they got so excited, thrilled, and some of the kids was for the first time. And that was exciting to see and watch. And as the day went on, and I was sitting there with some gals during the afternoon, I was tired just sitting there, and we were talking to some of the people that went, and one of the young men come up, and I would guess, I don't know, 17, 18 years old, he had tattoos all the way up his hand, and he come up, and he said, "Look at this, Charlie," and he showed me this little crab he caught out in the tide pool. And I thought of all the opportunities I've had in my lifetime, and you know, it's probably one of his first times, 18 years old, to experience that kind of enjoying the nature of God, you know, and being out there, just enthusiasm, and it was neat to see, just a lot of fun. But that was peacemaking in action. People want to thank you so much for going and supporting what we do, Bridging Cultures, but it was just a wonderful day for me. I don't know the other people went, how they felt about it, but it was fun to work with people out there making food and just enjoying God's nature. And when we got back and got off the bus, there was three women while we were out there, couldn't go on the trip, and they picked flowers for probably 3 or 4 hours, putting bouquets together. And when the families all got off the bus, there was a big bouquet for everybody that went, every family. And that was just a kind of a beautiful touch to the end of the day. And that was really exciting. We also have other exciting news of Bridging Cultures. And I want you to remember three women in prayer, Rosa, Janet, and Jeanette. Three women from CAMI that will be traveling back to Akron, Pennsylvania, getting trained on immigration law to help people get their documents. And I'm just excited. These women are really stepping out and brave. If you knew some of their backgrounds, you'd know why I'm saying that. But I'm really excited about that, and it takes a lot for them to do that, and the sacrifice they have to make in their life to do that for us. So I want you to remember them in prayer as they travel back to Akron and get trained, and that that's successful, and it's a good experience for them, and we can do more with helping people with their documents in CAMI.
Thank you, Charlie. Matthew just had commented to me on the Bridging Cultures Day of how well organized that is and the people involved in making it happen. I guess one of the school buses broke down, but it worked out and people got home. So thank you to those who are involved with Bridging Cultures and the great ways that we build relationships with our neighbors. Yeah.
This is Chris Katie, and I would ask prayer for our daughter Kendra. She has been in Michigan for 5 years now working on research. And there is a young man that is causing her a lot of stress and starting to scare her. They've been friends. He's demanding her attention. She hopes to be done with her research the end of November. So she's very stressed She already has a job offer waiting if she can get her research done, and this young man will not leave her alone. He's putting gifts on her desk. She has politely asked him to please leave her alone. She's gotten a couple of emails in the last week. I don't know why you're so mean to me. All I want to be is your friend. It seems to be escalating. She came out Friday evening to put the trash, and he was sitting in her parking lot of her apartment complex in his car. And a little bit later, she left to pick up another friend to see a movie or something. He followed her to where she met the other friend. She's starting to get a little bit afraid. And again, she's trying to work 12 hours a day to finish this. There have been two mysterious crashes of her computer in the last 6 months that she can't explain. And this week when she went to work, her computer had a message when she turned it on that someone has tried to access your computer with a zip drive, thumb drive thing. So she's going in Monday to speak to her advisor to ask for help, to ask this young man to please leave her alone. But she doesn't call very often, and when she called last night, she's feeling stressed and afraid. So if everyone could send a prayer for strength and that she will get the support she needs from her advisor to step in and tell this young man, please, just leave her alone. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Chris. I'm going to come down the center aisle, so if you want to share, raise your hand. As I see, we have some people from far away here visiting again. Jesse and Jaleesa, good to see you. Welcome back, Roth family. People have been traveling to deliver their kids to college, and I think there's a few more leaving this week. Do you want to share a little bit about your trip?
Yeah. We leave Tuesday morning. I learned this morning we're leaving at 4:30 a.m. That Brandon and my dad and I are driving back to EMU 4 days, 40 hours, and three drivers. So if you could keep us in your thoughts this week as we travel back to school starting next week.
And we don't want to forget about parents that have to transition to their children leaving and that absence and saying goodbye again. And it happens more than once when they're in college. So we want to lift up parents and families too. Anyone else like to share?
Hi, this is Wendell. We spent 3 months out of this year in Bolivia, and I wanted to give you a taste of what that was like. We had so many wonderful experiences with our family and our community, and I put together some pictures, and I hope it will work. Like Karen says, every time I touch the computer, it does whatever it wants to, not what I want it to. So we'll see if it actually works.
Well, we're going to take just a couple minutes to watch. Let's go to prayer together. Lord, I thank you that your love and your witness extends beyond these doors to many other places and experiences that we've been a part of this summer. And I pray your blessing and that these times away, these learning experiences would be times of spiritual growth in our lives, of understanding ourselves better and understanding your world. I thank you for these other prayer requests this morning, and we lift them up to you. We lift to you Rosa, Jeanette, and Janet in their willingness to serve and grow, to better understand our immigration system, to serve others through bridging cultures. Lord, we lift Kendra to you today, asking for your protection and care over her. I ask that you would give her wisdom and that you would place others around her that she can receive counsel and advice from. We just ask for your safety and protection with her today. And I lift to you those that we care so much about who are journeying to new opportunities this year, our college students, each one of them, Lord, that you would walk close with them, that you would become a greater presence in their lives to rely on you. We ask for your protection. We ask for safety travels for Bethany, Brandon, and Kevin this week. And Lord, again, I pray for wonderful experiences of learning, but also for spiritual growth in our young people. And I lift their parents to you and have walked in those shoes before of learning to let go and release our children in your love, in your guidance. We want to remember those in our area today that are fighting fires, whose homes are in danger. We pray for rain, as we've sung rain down today, that you would send relief, that you would send moisture to our state and protection to those that are watching over our land. As we pray the Lord's Prayer together, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Creation is a song that we can sing. A sacred gift from God, let's join the harmony. The rolling of the ocean, the bubbling of a spring, a night filled with jewels, a flock of beating wings. Creation is a song. Lightning cross.
Benediction today, I'll be reading Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace.